I was happy to get here in time because we've got maybe one of the most acclaimed actresses of all time on my Dean's List A-List interview
Thank
today.
Thank you, Dean.
Dame Judi Dench, not Damn Jim Toronto, but Dame Judi Dench, is starring in a new movie that's called Victoria and Abdul. She plays Queen Victoria again.
Oh,
second time in her career she does that. It's the story of the very unlikely friendship that she struck up, a true story, with an Indian servant who became a close friend to her, a teacher, kind of opening her eyes to things outside of the palace walls. She lived a very sheltered life, being the Queen of England, and wasn't really able to experience very much. And through Abdul in this movie, she was able to learn about new things, learn about other countries, learn about things that her closest confidants were not telling her
about. Was that story ever told before? That's really interesting.
I had never heard it before I saw this movie. And it's a charming movie. Judi Dench is lovely. The relationship between the two primary people in this movie, Judi Dench and a Bollywood actor named Ali Kazar, they have wonderful chemistry. It's a really lovely, charming movie. It's not going to make any money. This movie's not going to be a big blockbuster at all. In fact, it's not even in very many theaters, but worth seeking out if you're interested in this sort of thing.
It sounds like driving Queen Elizabeth or Queen of Victoria.
Yeah, a little bit.
Yeah.
Maybe a little bit. The movie's got a little bit of a Best Marigold Hotel kind of feel,
right,
because of like older English people along with Indian people interacting together. But it's got a little bit of like that. At the Toronto Film Festival recently, I sat down with Dame Judi and Ali, both very, very nice. The day that I sat down with Judi Dench was the 60th anniversary of her 60th anniversary of her being in show business. And I found some pictures on the web of maybe like a 20-year-old Dame Judi Dench. Stunning. Yeah. Just a real looker.
Well, she's
not
attractive.
But yeah, just to see her at 20 years old is something you don't get to see very often. Yeah. And it was really cool, and we talked about that a little bit.
I wonder what kind of reflections that you must have. Is that your overall reaction, that you just feel like you've been lucky?
Oh, I think it's incredibly lucky to have been employed that long. Incredibly. Trevor Nunn once said to me on the first night of the Comedy of Errors, he came in to wish me luck. He said, "Why are you always crying on the first night?" I said, "Because I think this is the last job I'm going to do." I mean, I'm in a permanent state of, of, you know, thinking, crikey. I hope I'm asked to do something else. I have been like that all my life, and I don't expect to change.
Do you still have that sense of...
Yes, I do.
...complete? That, I mean, that's the working actor's demeanor.
Jobbing actor is what I've always called
Jobbing
myself.
Actors, yes. Yeah, exactly.
Yes.
And Ali, do you have any sort of like sense like that as a young actor, that you feel like this next job might be your last?
Oh, God, all the time.
Really? Really?
Won't be there.
Well, I sure hope. But yeah, it's only we're the one bunch that you know, we face a lot of rejections. So much more than so many other jobs.
Yeah.
So you know, you have to keep your spirits up.
Yeah, I couldn't find a photo like I could have.
I don't
Judi,
think.
But I did read about one of your first jobs as being in a Pizza Hut commercial.
Oh my God, this is embarrassing.
Listen,
do you
remember?
Well, of course I remember.
Do you remember any of the lines or what you did?
I just remember we shot it in Thailand, and I was just excited about getting a free trip to Bangkok. I got really horrible monies on it. But it was, and I was in college, so you know, it was like this good pocket money to sort of have on the side. And I said, well, you know, that's Pizza Hut.
Yeah.
That's, you know, I got that.
I'm going to spend the rest of my life trying to find video of that. Now.
Oh, God. I'm going to spend the rest of my days
trying
making
to
sure you don't find
to
that.
To destroy yeah. them, yeah. playing Victoria this time again, has it been different for you from in times past? Has it been sort of a continuance of the personas that you've created in the past?
Well, having done it 20 years ago, I thought that was the bit of history that we knew. And that's a bit of history that I read up about and worked on. And so I didn't expect ever to revisit her again. But because none of us have known about this particular bit of her life, I thought that Dee's script was wonderful, and I also wanted very much to work with Stephen again. And I thought, why ever not do it?
Yeah. I mean, it's a beautiful story, and I loved it. One of the things I thought of, though, while I was watching you, is that costume must be so heavy and so uncomfortable.
That's
for
helpful.
You.
Yeah. That's helpful, because she was not 5 foot, and she was 46 inches around her waist.
Wow.
Tricky. So once you get all that on and all those clothes on and everything, you don't have to work much at how she walked or how she sat or how she lay down, because it's done for you.
Isn't that amazing that Queen Victoria, 5 foot tall and what'd she say,
46
inch waist? How about that? The great Judi Dench, M from the James Bond movies, just some really amazing classic roles. And she's so good in this film. It's called Victoria and Abdul. It's in theaters now. I gave it a Dean's List B+. I really liked it.